Well, praise the Lord. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come to you this morning with humble hearts, Lord, with words of thanksgiving, with praise on our lips, Lord. We thank you for this day that you have made. We thank you for allowing us to rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you so much that as we got up this morning, we thank you, Lord, that we know that it's through you that we move and we breathe and we have our very being. We know that none of that occurred on our own. It's all because of you, and we give you praise. We thank you for Minister Sharon, who led us in praise and worship this morning. We give you all the praise, hallelujah, all the honor, holy, all the glory. Glory be to God. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for the originators, the founders of this call, Lord. Oh, God, would you just continue to order their footsteps. Continue to be that lamp to their feet and a light into their path. Continue to give them direction, Lord, and let them hear only from you, and give them rest in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, the founders of Artist Life. God, keep them in your safekeeping. Gird them, O God, and watch over them in all that they do. Father, we thank you so much for watching over them, Lord, and being with us, each and every family member who has joined us. Oh, God, let it be a good God day for them. And, Lord, that we hear from you and that your protection is around all. And now we thank you for the speaker who's going to bring a word, oh, Lord, that will enrich, empower, enhance us as we begin our day. Father, I thank you that the word has already been downloaded in their spirit and it will go through with clarity in the name of Jesus. And it's a word that we all need to hear. Father, let us take the word and not just feast on it, but also share it. Now, Lord, we bind Satan in the name of Jesus off this call because he nor any of his imps or cohorts are welcome. And we just give you the praise, Lord, something Satan can't stand. We give you all the honor, something he can't stand. And we give you all the glory. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, my TMC family, I love you so much, and I'm going to turn the call over to our host. Have a blessed day as we go through the day worshiping and praising our Father. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Minister Willa. Excuse me. For greeting us this morning and starting our day with that powerful prayer. This is Minister Wanda from Chicago. Now, let me tell you how we all got started. Well, the Lord used two lovely ladies, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. They are the co-founders, and this call started in October 2010. It was also founded on a scripture, which is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. We also have a mission statement, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We do have a website, which is www.themasterscall.net. Again, www.themasterscall.net. All messages have been archived on the site, as well as the bios of our speakers all the way from 2010. You can go back and listen to one of the speakers. Now, we have a theme every year that God places on Pastor V's heart. And that theme is, in 2019, God's hand of justice, integrity, and truth in me, individually and collectively, will clearly be seen. If you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as Minister Willa did, a host such as I am doing, or you might even have a word to share from the Lord. You may even have a prayer request. You might have a praise report. If so, please submit all your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, info@themasterscall.net. Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Brenda Terrell, will contact you. Now, this is a phenomenal company. And I will just give you a little bit about how it got started. It was called Artists International, which now is established by the Diaz de Leon family about 30 years ago. Now, Papa is no longer the leading, but he has turned it over to his son and his son's wife, Elva and Della Andre, which now we are called Artist Life. We have great products to help the world become healthier. Whoever have invited you to this call, they will give you further information about how you may be a part of Artist Life. We also have another call right after this call, which is the New Morning Motivational Call, which is held Monday through Friday, right after this call. A team of great leaders are giving vital information on the benefits of the wonderful artist products. That number is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617. Again, 712-770-4005, PIN 294-617 pound. And we also have a bypass number. If you are being charged, you can use this number and it will be free, 716-293-9707. Today is Thursday and it is Testimonial Thursday. Minister D. Lee will be in charge of this call today. Now, I'm going to get out of the way, and I'm going to introduce our speaker. I'm going to give you a little info about Minister Keisha Lee. Minister Keisha Lee was born in the wonderful city of Cincinnati, Ohio. She is married to the awesome Mark Lee and the mother of three wonderful children, Marisha, Rasha, and Ka. She is also blessed to be the grandmommy of Cadence Eden, who resides in heaven, Kara and Risha Jr. Minister Keisha is an Artist Life distributor who would love to see everyone she knows benefit from every product. Minister Keisha tarried for the Holy Ghost at a young age and totally surrendered her life to the Lord at the age of 24. She has not and will not turn back. Glory. She serves on the intercessors team at Hope World Church of Christ under the leadership of Bishop Jeff and Apostle Damila Davis. She was ordained as a deaconess in 2017. Minister Keisha's mission is to give God's point of view to women, married couples, and youth who are barren in the things of God. Her vision is to see families made whole through his salvation, encouraging women through prayer, outreach, and sharing God's word, building up our youth with prayer, outreach with God's word, and along with her husband, standing with couples through prayer, exhortation, and sharing God's word. Well, without further ado, I will introduce to some and present to others none other than a powerful woman of God, Minister Keisha Lee. Are you there?
Yes, I am here. Minister Wanda, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you. Take it away.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that warm introduction. You always make me smile and make me laugh. Love you. Thank you, Minister Willa, for greeting and seating each and every one in that powerful prayer this morning. And Minister Sharon, thank you for that powerful worship, seeing the heavens down. God bless you for that. And to Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, thank you all for this platform. Thank you for allowing God to use you in a mighty way for us to come together in the mornings. We know that June is Father's Day month, and as I just look back and I reflect, and May is Mother's Day, and I could just, you know, go into my grandmother's house and on Mother's Day and her whole living room filled with flowers and where people sent flowers and just cards on her mantle and table, cards everywhere, and, you know, just a blessing. But then June come around and go over to see my grandfather to give him his gift, and it's very, very simple, you know, very, very card. So sometimes men get the, you know, they don't get honored like we do the mothers, I want to say. But for this man that I'm talking about today is the man that everyone on this call know about, and that's our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And, you know, we want to honor all fathers this month and, you know, for bringing forth life, but we want to honor this man as well for what he did on Calvary for us. And I just want to talk to you today about Jesus being our prophet. Jesus being our prophet, and that's the title of my today that I bring you. But Jesus is everything that we need. He's our rock and our sure foundation and our fortress. He's our shield and buckler, and he's a very present help in the time of need. He's shelter from all storms and protection from the seen and unseen danger. Jesus is a friend that sticks closer than any brother, someone who would never turn his back on us. He's a father that guides and instructs his children and keeps them on the straight and narrow path. He comforts the hurting, and he makes ways out of no ways. He heals the sick and the brokenhearted. He counsels lawyers and doctors and parents and friends and foes concerning us. He changes the hearts and the minds of people for the good. Most importantly, he's the Son of the living God, who is our sovereign Lord and Savior, who loves us so that he gave his life and paid the ultimate price for our souls, that we can live abundantly and have eternal life with him. The question I asked this morning, do we live this abundant life on earth? How do we live this? I'm sorry. How do we live this abundant life on earth? And how do we get every child of God goal to make it into heaven and to have eternal life? Well, the answer is we have to obey every word that Jesus, our prophet, speaks to us. In John 12, 44 through 50, it says, Jesus cried and said, he that believe on me, believe not me, but on him that sent me. And he that seeth me, seeth him that sent me. I am come as a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not. For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejects me and receive not my words hath one that judges him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. Jesus told the enemy in Matthew 4 and 4, he said, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Jesus, our prophet, is the living word. In John, it says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And down in verse 14, it says, and the word was made flesh, and it dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, and the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus, our prophet, is the anointed word of God, the Logos. In Revelation 19, it says, and he was clothed with a vesture, dipped in the blood, and his name is called the Word of God. He is the revealed wisdom and knowledge of God. He is the revelation that we need in our life today. In 1 John 1 through 3, it says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us, that which we have seen and heard, declared we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ, the Christos, the anointed one. A prophet is one who speaks, who interprets, one who is sent by God to reveal something, which is the truth with respect to the future. Prophecy is a prediction of the future under the influence of the divine guidance of God. The nature of prophecy is twofold. And number one is prophecy as foretelling. This is the realm of preaching, speaking for God to people, the mind of God for the present, the now. Often the past will be used to deal with the present. It includes such things as exhortation, reproof, warning, edification, and comfort. Secondly, prophecy as foretelling. It is the form of prediction. God uses the prophet to communicate his mind for the future, also the past and present, and will be used to deal with the future. The purpose for the prophetic prediction is to produce the present, the now, godliness. In his word, he said, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." In Deuteronomy 18:15-18, it says, "The Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me, him ye shall hearken. I will raise them up a prophet from among thee, brethren, like unto thee. I will pour my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him." It is a privilege and an honor for each and every one of us to be chosen by him to be spoken to. And we as a people of God, we have to heed and yield to Jesus' every word. In the book of Luke, in chapter 13, there was a woman that was that heeded and yielded to the voice of Jesus, our prophet. It says, "And I behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowed together and could not wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thy infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God." And I know that I can't hear you on this call this morning, but everyone shout in this moment to Jesus to speak to me and lay your hands upon me, and then give him the glory that he's due. His name is due the glory. Hallelujah. The people were upset. The Pharisees was upset that Jesus was healing on the Sabbath day. And on down in verse 31, it says, "The same day there came certain of the Pharisees saying unto him, Get thee out and depart hence, for Herod would kill thee. When we do good, evil is also present. But by the power of the Holy Ghost, we can speak to that spirit of Herod and tell it that the Lord God rebukes you, and so do we." In verse 32, it said, "He said unto thee, Go ye and tell that fox, Behold, I cast out devils, and I do cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I shall be perfected. Nevertheless, I must walk today and tomorrow and the day following, for it cannot be that a prophet perisheth out of Jerusalem." Our Lord is always in control. Jesus was lamenting over Jerusalem in this time, and he was grieving because they wasn't receiving God's word. Same as today, heed and yield to Jesus, our prophet voice. Ephesians 4:30, it says, "And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption." So let the redeemed of the Lord say so, and I'll be the first to say, I have been redeemed. The prophet Isaiah spoke about Jesus in Isaiah 61, in which Jesus read about in the New Testament in Luke 4:19. It says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, the recovering of the sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." And he began to say unto them, This day is the scripture fulfilled in your ears. And all bear him witness and wondered at the gracious word which proceeded out of his mouth. And then they begin to say, "Is this not Joseph's son?" And he said, "Verily I say unto you, no prophet is accepted in his own country." Sometimes the old saying goes, a person would rather believe a lie than the truth. Jesus also warns us about false prophets. Matthew 7:15, it says, "Beware of the false prophet which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves." Jeremiah 23:16, it says, "Thus said the Lord of hosts, hearken not unto the words of the prophets that prophesy unto you. They make you vain. They speak a vision of their own heart, and not out of the mouth of the Lord." The word says in Matthew 24, "For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that it were possible that it shall deceive the very elect." Jesus tells us early on in that chapter, Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying that I am the Christ, and shall deceive many, and saying that we will hear of wars and rumors of wars, nations against nations, kingdom against kingdom, famines, pestilence, earthquakes, and many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many, and because of iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. I had an awful experience, and I know time is winding up, and I can't really, I wanted to give this, share this with you guys, but, you know, it was 17 years ago, and I ran off, you know, people that I was with, you know, going to hear this prophet that had told someone that we knew some things that, that came to pass, but I, you know, ran to this place, and my husband really didn't want me to go. You know, he didn't go. He dropped me off, and he, you know, went on home, but I had this experience, this awful experience, and, you know, when I got there, I was excited, and I'm one that loves to sow seed on good ground, and, you know, just the things that had begun to say and things that begin to take place in that service, I wish I had time to really tell it, because false prophets are out here, false teachers are out here, it's false people that's out here, and, you know, and I don't know if this man at one time had the gift and just was using it just to get money, but it, like I said, it was an awful experience, and it don't seem like 17 years ago, and I have shared it with many, and, you know, and then it was another time I did it after that. I ran listening to some people and kind of ran to hear, and then something was said, was prophesied, you know, was said to me that wasn't lining up with God, and I had to repent. I really cried, and I said, Lord, I'm sorry, you know, and at that time, you know, I'm saying it to me, I, right now I have spiritual antennas and it goes up, you know, and, you know, it talks about in 2 Timothy 4:3, it talks about having itching ears. It says that time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust, they shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, you know, and in them 2 moments I had it, but I tell you now, this is a, it's a difference with me. You know, I know. And I know the word of God, when a man or a woman of God come to prophesy to you and tell you what thus says the Lord, it should always confirm what you already know. We have to be careful not to have this going on, but to stay in relationship with Jesus Christ at all costs, because his word is true, and what he has spoken, it still speaks today, and it's coming to pass. And even though that we know that there were major and minor prophets in the word of God, and their prophecies, they did come to pass, they're still fallible, you know, in which they can be, it can be human error. And that's what makes Jesus, our prophet, different from the rest. He's the infallible word of God, and there's no errors in him. Everything is going down but the word of God. So it's imperative that we trust him with our life. Our life depends on a relationship with our Father, that we can open our ears to his every word, and that we can receive in our heart the things that he has for us. And, you know, like I said, I wish I had time to just to share this show, you know, everyone. I know I'm not the only one to have experienced it, but just to show everyone that this exists today, that this goes on today, and it's a serious thing. So I just, you know, I'm done speaking what I have to speak, but Jesus, our prophet, allow him to speak to your heart. You know, from this day forward, listen, heart, not your heart, but asking for a spiritual ear to hear, because it's life everlasting, and he's moving us forward by his word. So love each and every one of you, and thank you. Host, are you there?
I'm sorry.
Host?
Yeah, I'm here. God bless you. Thank you so much, Minister Keisha, for that profound word. It's needed. Oh, my God. Shortly, I'll ask you to come back and close the call with the benediction after a few announcements. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you, first of all, thanking you for waking us up this morning with the mind to serve you. Father, I thank you so much for Minister Keisha, Lord, speaking through her about Jesus is our prophet. Yes, Lord, it's a lot of false prophets out there, false teachers. But, Lord, I thank you for using Minister Keisha. Lord, I want you to restore everything back into her that she has given to us. Bless her beyond what she can imagine or think. In the name of Jesus, continue to use her for your glory. Lord, I thank you so much for Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. Continue to bless them and use them for your glory, Lord. Continue to give them what you would have to give us for your glory, Lord, and bless them in such a special way. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you for Artist Life. This brought us all together. Lord, we want to do what we need to do and should do in Artist Life with a spirit of excellence. To God be the glory. And Lord, we lift up each and every person that the enemy has attacked today with sickness, oh God. Lord, we ask him that you would touch their body. You heal, you deliver, and you set free. In the name of Jesus, thank you for our mothers, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for Mother Oliver. Thank you, Father, for Mother Josie. Thank you for Mother Eleanor. Lord, thank you for your people, Lord God, your chosen vessels. Oh, God, they're still here with us. Now, Father, there are many people that are grieving about their families and their children. Oh, God, friends, Lord, we ask him that you will look on the families in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless, deliver, comfort, strengthen in Jesus' name. And, Lord, above all, the TMC family, Lord, help us to continue to stay together with love and unity, Father God. Bless the Diaz de Leon family, Papa and Mama, Lord God. Bless Alejandre and Eva, Lord, Eva, Lord, Eva. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for them. Continue to give them the vision in Jesus' name. Now, oh, hallelujah, glory be to God. I know you want to hear that playback because you want to hear about the prophet, the true prophet of God, Jesus Christ. Now, in order to do so, you must go to 712-432-1085, pin code 957-677-pound. Again, 712-432-1085, pin 957-677-pound. We have our new motivational call, which is next. And Manager D. Lee will be hosting that call. We are on our last day, the 10th day of our fast. Thank the Lord. I know there are many testimonies. And now, in order to get on that call, the number is 712-770-4005, pin 294-617-pound. Again, 712-770-4005, pin 294-617-pound. Thank you again, Minister Willa, for greeting everyone and opening the call with prayer. Minister Keisha, thank you once again for that powerful message this morning. Will you please come and close us with the benediction?
God bless you, Minister Wanda. Once again, Jesus, our prophet, in Isaiah 55:11, he says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Jesus, his word will never fail us. So God bless each and every one of you. Thank you.